Next we hear from Freedom Scientific and Eric Damery and the beginning of the JAWS 5 presentation from CSUN.
There's several things I wanted to cover today. The first thing is I do want to get into the HTML challenge and show you just a little bit about what's there and why I think it's valuable and people ought to use it. Let me just start off by saying it is not a tutorial. Do not hand this over to someone and say, here you go, you can do the internet with this. It's an aid. It's something to help you. They're better off if they go through a class and get the basics. They ought to know their screen reader. They ought to get to get some basic understanding of the internet. It's a good review. If you've already been doing stuff on the internet, I promise you'll learn something from it. So you ought to spend a little time. But it's an aid. It should be used as part of training. Now, the other thing I also think it's good for is for someone who's trying to create accessible web content. Again, it's not going to show you how to do it, but it has some examples. You'll see on there how to create an accessible table by looking at the source, the sample source. So there is some good material if you are trying to create a web page, you just take a look at it. Now, I executed this HTML challenge EXE, and it's installed on my C drive. So it's just under C.
Level 2, local disk left parent C, folder new, not select, H, Elvis, H, HTML challenge, enter, folder new, H, HTML underline chat.
I better explain all these silly noises you're hearing on my computer. That's the speech and sounds manager. Who's using that now? How many hands? Let me see it. Put them up. A dozen, maybe. So speech and sounds manager is new in 5.0, and I'm going to get in and start explaining that. So try and just ignore the sounds going on. I'll explain what they're for.
Effort. Introduction to HTML.
Okay, so the HTML challenge just loaded up in my browser. I hit the tab key.
Introduction to HTML link. Navigation link. Structure and format link.
So each one of these links is going to take you to a page which starts teaching you something.
Place marker link. Personalized settings link. Information about link, links link, languages link.
Languages link. Let's go in and take a look.
Effort. Page has one setting and three links. Setting level 1, the HTML language challenge, JAWS 5.0, it reduces language switching with any supported speech synthesizer. When the web page author indicates the language of an entire page or just part of a page, if the synthesizer new supports that language, JAWS uses the language-specific version of the synthesizer the speaker sets. The synthesizer must support the language of the information, but the synthesizer does not have to be a SAPI 5 synthesizer. If the synthesizer does not support the language specified for a page or part of a page, JAWS still indicates the language of the information. To demonstrate automatic language detection, we start in English and write colon, quote my computer speaks English, quote then we write the same sentence in French, no matter how it's said, and then in Spanish, we don't know how to know, and in Portuguese, we don't know how to know what it is, and the same in German, my computer speaks Deutsch, and in Russian, dash, and in Italian, we don't know how to know. JAWS switches between the languages very smoothly when it can. If JAWS only said, quote Russian, quote instead of reading the Russian text, this indicates that your speech synthesizer does not support the Russian language. Language common.
Yeah, stop. You get the idea? Mm-hmm. So whatever part of the challenge you go to, we kind of walk you through and we start explaining what's going to go on, and you get to see it happening. Okay? The place markers challenge is another good one. It kind of demonstrates to someone how to use this place marker technology, which I'm going to be demonstrating to you today. The forms challenge is a great one because anyone here ever try to fill out a form on the internet with a screen reader? It's no small challenge. But for those of you who do this on a regular basis, can you do it?
Yeah.
Are you getting much better at it?
Yes.
With practice, we learn and we get better at it. So the HTML challenge will help to show people how to deal with the checkboxes, the radio buttons, the edit fields, things like that. Turn on the microphone and try not to yell. Okay, so that's a little bit about the HTML challenge. I don't want to spend a lot of time, but I do want to impress upon you, please get it, try it out. It's on the Freedom Scientific training page. You can view it online and play with it right there, or you can download it and install it right on your hard drive, as I've done here, okay? Let's talk about the speech and sounds manager a little bit. In 5.0, we released this new solution to getting information. you know, when we started doing screen reading and started creating a product that was going to be able to help explain this very sighted environment to someone who couldn't see it, we did it in the way that screen reading was traditionally done, and that was by describing everything that happens to you when it comes up on the screen. And when you go into a dialogue box using a screen reader for the first time, you can't distinguish what the heck is it reading on the screen and what is it trying to communicate to me about what's on the screen. You know what I mean? When you go to the file open dialogue and it says file open, file name, colon, edit, star.txt, what is it reading on the screen and what is it communicating? It's telling you, when it says the word edit, it's telling you the type of control. But it doesn't say edit on the screen, does it? No. So, with the screen readers, we've been trying to communicate information about the type of controls and maybe the state of the control, that the checkbox is checked. Does it say checked on the screen anywhere? No. They put an X in the box, and we just communicate that by saying checked to the user of the screen reader. Now, this information could be given through other ways, through other means. When they came up with Windows, why didn't they just keep going with DOS? What made Bill Gates come up with Windows?
He was sadistic.
He was sadistic. No, it was because he wanted to put a computer on everybody's desk, right? Well, everybody wasn't capable of learning DOS. For those of you who were, I congratulate you. But for the rest of us, it wasn't that simple. And Windows was very simple for someone who could see the screen. It was a lot easier to figure out that you're supposed to start at the button that says start. Or, if it was a checkbox, you could figure out, well, let me just point this little mousey thing at it and click it, see what happens. And you could figure out what happens. It was very easy to start to understand and communicate with your applications in the Windows interface. So if we can start communicating some of that information with sounds, it can work better, I think. But it's going to be different for every person.
And that's where we have to leave Eric for this week, but we will be back to rejoin that CSUN presentation about JAWS 5 next week. From me, Dave Williams, and all the Main Menu team, many thanks for listening, and until next time, bye for now.